I'd like to talk to you today about Steve Jobs. Jobs was someone who changed the world because he changed the way people act every single day. Jobs was born in 1955. He grew up in California, in an area that later became known as the Silicon Valley. When he was about 14 years old, he became friends with Stephen Wozniak. Wozniak was what people in those days called an electronics whiz kid. He liked to design and build his own electronic equipment. In 1975, Wozniak started designing a personal computer. This was at a time when nobody owned personal computers in their homes. Jobs was young. He was only 20, but even then, he had a sharp business brain. Jobs convinced Wozniak that they could build these personal computers in his garage and sell them. A year later, Jobs and Wozniak founded the Apple Computer Company and started building and selling personal computers. When their Apple II computer went on the market in 1977, it became a huge success. Suddenly, there was a mass market for a computer that people could buy at a store and use sitting in their own homes. The Apple II became the world's first mass-produced personal computer. And by the age of 25, Steve Jobs was a millionaire. Jobs was brilliant in many ways, but he was not always very good at working with other people. He needed everything to be perfect, and this caused problems at Apple. In 1985, then, Jobs left Apple and started a new computer company. and soon after, he also went into business with a company called Pixar. Pixar was a company trying to develop a system for using CGI, computer-generated imagery, to be used in animated films. And Jobs was just the person to help them. In 1995, Pixar released the movie Toy Story. It was the first full-length computer-generated animated film. It was a big hit, and Pixar became a very, very profitable company. And Steve Jobs became a very, very rich man. A billionaire, in fact. In the 10 years after leaving Apple, Jobs learned a lot about working with people and running a company. So when he returned to Apple in 1995, he made many changes. Without Jobs, Apple was not doing so well. But Jobs had a vision. He didn't only want personal computers to be useful, he also wanted them to be beautiful objects that people would enjoy looking at and using. In 1998, Apple introduced the iMac, a new desktop computer. And the next year, the iBook, a new laptop computer. People thought both were very attractive, and they immediately became very popular, and Apple became a profitable company again. But Steve Jobs wasn't finished. He had an even bigger vision. He believed that personal computers would become the center, the hub, of people's digital lives. So, in 2001, Jobs introduced Apple's Digital Hub Strategy. He told the world that the computer would become the hub of all their electronic equipment. You could connect your camera, your music player, and your video recorder to the computer and manage all your videos, photos, and music using iTunes, iMovie, iPhoto, and other Apple programs or apps. Over the next 10 years, Apple created products that made Jobs' vision a reality. In 2001, the company introduced the iPod, which quickly became the most popular digital music player. In January 2007, Jobs introduced the iPhone, and suddenly your phone became like a mini computer. It was like having an iPod, a camera, and a phone all in one device that you could hold in your hand. Then, 3 years later, he released the iPad onto the market. This really was a small, light computer that you could hold in your hand. And to use it, all you had to do was touch the screen. Jobs' final vision before he died in October 2011 was Apple iCloud. This is a system that allows Apple users to store and manage their data and applications not in their computer, but over the internet. Jobs may be gone, but there is no question that his vision lives on. Jobs was someone who changed the world, not just for our own time, but maybe, who knows, for all time.